Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Austin Price is with us. I don't know if he's back from vacation or not. He joined us last week on vacation.
The guy loves to talk to us from vacation.
Well, he's writing on the website, so if he's...
Time for the VolQuest report from Austin Price. You can follow him on Twitter at Austin Priceless. Austin, how was Disney?
It is good, guys. The beautiful part of vacation is, and the beautiful part of working for a website, I can post a story from anywhere.
You're always working.
Where are you
always,
today?
You're on a roller coaster right now?
No, we were at the Magic Kingdom this morning, and we're back at the hotel now. So nap time for the girls and all that good stuff.
Can you give us a Cliff Notes version of the recruiting news from this weekend?
You know, Tennessee does pick up a commitment this weekend from the Clemens kid, Jaleel Clemens from Starkville, Mississippi. He camped at Tennessee over the weekend, and Jimmy Pruitt and company that liked what they saw, and they offered him. He wanted in, and, you know, a lot of people on our site and other places said, you know, why take this kid now? You know, he didn't have that many offers. Well, if you worked him out, you liked what you saw, better to let him jump in the boat now and then continue to recruit other top-notch guys and then let the chips and numbers fall where they may than to not take him now and then, you know, three or four other schools in the league come hard after him a month from now, and all of a sudden it's more of a battle. So and that's the biggest thing. Trey Knox, the young man from Blackman, camped in Tennessee, and I think did himself a huge favor with the coaching staff. You know, several of the players in the mid-state were asked to come to camp. Trey was one of them that actually did, and from all indications, he did well. I mean, you know, Trey is a bigger receiver. He's not a burner. He's never going to be a burner. But his ball skills and ability to use his body are really second to none, you know, at the high school level. So, you know, there are a lot of receivers that aren't that fast, but they know how to separate and get open and catch the football. Look at Anquan Boldin. Anquan Boldin was like a 4.7 guy, you know. But yet he made a career in the NFL of being able to use his body, position himself, and separate at the point. And make the big tough catches. So, you know, Trey Knox is a guy I think that Tennessee's very much in on now, and we'll be interested to see what he does over the course of the next month.
Austin, you had an all-time great quote in a recent story at VolQuest.com. You were asked something about Jeremy Pruitt, and you said, "The difference now is Jeremy Pruitt is treating Tennessee like Tennessee and not a 4-8 football program." I thought that was startling to read that in print. Explain what you mean by that and how Jeremy Pruitt is handling this job.
Well, I mean, I think in his mind, Tennessee's still Tennessee. I mean, yeah, it's not been, you know, phenomenal over the last decade, but it still has the tradition. It still has the mystique. And, you know, while, you know, today's current recruits don't really remember a time when Tennessee was all that good, you know, there's still a tradition here. There's a fan base that's starved. There's facilities. And so he's going to treat Tennessee the way Philip Fulmer treated Tennessee. You know, he may have went to Alabama and he may have coached at Alabama, but he also has an appreciation for the place. And so he's not treating it like it's a program that went 4-8 last year. He's treating it like we're going to do the best we can to win now. Hopefully that propels us in recruiting, and then that helps us win bigger, faster down the road.
So this weekend, Tennessee offered Elijah Simmons from Pearl Cone, 6'3", 343 pounds, only going to be a junior for the Firebirds this upcoming fall. What can you tell us about this young guy and a guy who looks like he's starting to pick up a lot more interest?
Well, the crazy thing is Tennessee actually offered him over a week ago. But, you know, in today's time of, you know, kids tweeting it almost instantly, this kid waited over a week to tweet it, so everybody thought he got offered this weekend, but he's actually had that offer about 8 or 9 days now. Big kid, physical, camped. They love what they saw. You know, Jeremy Pruitt and his whole staff, they like size. You know, they're coming from Alabama. They're coming from Georgia where, you know, they've got some big boys. and they love the kids that are bigger at each position, whether it's a receiver or tailback, or in this case, a mammoth nose tackle. And he's a load. They love how he's got great hands at the point of attack, and he's powerful. So, you know, we'll be interested to see how this thing transpires over the next few months. But I would expect him to get more and more offers because he is so big. And anybody that runs a 3-4 is going to love this kid. I mean, he is just he's got a motor on him. And more than anything, he's powerful. And you just can't teach that. I mean, you know, you can teach guys to get a little bit faster. It's hard to really kind of get that natural strength that he's born with.
Austin Price is with us. Austin, this will be the last time we catch up with you until after the tribute to John Ward, which will be held on campus Wednesday. What should fans expect from that event? How massive will it be?
You know, I would expect it to be, you know, a really nice celebration of what Ward meant to Tennessee in so many ways. And it's not just football, it's basketball. It's just, you know, what he meant to people. Everybody's got a John Ward story. And everybody can remember where they were at this point in time, listening to Ward make this call or that call. And there's so many cool ones, whether it be Powell in the Sugar Bowl, whether it be Mose Phillips' run, whether it be Peyton Manning against Georgia. You know, there's so many, whether it's Florida, the win over Florida in 98, Tennessee wins the national title in 98. So many neat calls. I would expect there to be a lot of, you know, there'll be some former players there. Obviously, Philip Fulmer and several other people will be there in attendance. And we'll be interested to see how it's laid out. I'm not sure how it'll be laid out as far as, like, the structure of the program, but I would expect it to be very classy because that's what Mr. Ward was. And more than anything, just a good time to tell stories on, you know, John doing this or that in the broadcast booth or out at events. And I think it'll be a neat time for Tennessee fans and people around the program to reflect on what was the golden age of Tennessee sports with John Wardick on the play-by-play.
VolQuest will have the latest. VolQuest.com at Austin Priceless on Twitter. Austin, thank you. Enjoy the vacay, and we'll catch up with you later this week.
Thank you, guys.
Austin Price with us twice a week here on the Midday 180.